Blog Talk Radio.
There's nowhere that I wouldn't follow. There's nothing that I won't do for your kiss. I love you like there's no tomorrow. There's nothing ever felt like this. There's nothing I won't steal or borrow. I'll travel on a boat or aeroplane. I'll explore a world of sorrow. 'Cause when I find you, I know I'ma be okay. See the times are changing. I'm sure of nothing that I know. Except this is us, and this is love, and this is where I'm home. In a world that's breaking, where nothing is the key. Oh, this is us, this is love, and this is where I sleep. This is us, this is love, and this is where I sleep. I'm from a generation undecided. I'm restless and I can't help changing things. But I know the noise and the excitement. Your love is all that will remain. I said all of my goodbyes, ego. I gambled all I got, there's no plan B. It's the first time that I've learned to let go. It's the only place I feel, only place I feel like me. Hey, yeah. See the times are changing. I'm sure I'm nothing that I know. Except this is us, and this is love, and this is where I'm home. In a world that's breaking, where nothing is the key. So this is us, this is love, and this is where I sleep. This is us, this is love, and this is where I sleep.
Like a big merry-go-round, you're up and then down, going in circles trying to get to where you are. Everybody's been counting you out, but where are they now? Sitting in the same old place, just faces in the crowd.
Try telling me no.
the morning to your Deesa. You smoothie me, ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake-up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
Mondays with your sexy host, Emma E2K. Good morning, man. The birds are chirping, chirping. You don't hear the birds chirping? It's a brand new day, and it's a blessed Monday, man. Motivational Mondays, we're here. So blessed, like I am every Monday, to be able to be here in the airwaves. Shout out to all those that have shouted me out on the inbox on Facebook, and hit me up on the DM on Instagram. Last week I didn't do the show for personal reasons, but I'm back. So have no fear, everybody. You know, the people that missed the show, I apologize for that, but you know, this is a live show, so unfortunately, if I can't be here live, the show doesn't go on. But I'm here, excited. You know, I don't take no day for granted. I feel blessed every day, but double on Mondays. You know, some Mondays for people, some Mondays are like the gloomy days. For me, it just it signifies anew. It signifies change. It signifies beginning. And I'm also on my fifth day of my 7-day challenge of drinking no soda and eating no bread, no pasta, like all my triggers, all the stuff I'm obsessed with. For 7 days, I've given it up. And on my fifth day today, I just want to say that it's a challenge. It's a serious challenge for me, but I'm getting it done. And believe it or not, as each day passes, it seems to be a little more and more easier for me. So, you know, I'm excited about that. You know, when you're able to set goals and accomplish them, it's something about, it's something about this great feeling that comes over you, that you're able to, you know, challenge yourself in areas that you thought that you couldn't even, you know, that you couldn't even do it. So, it's exciting for me, and I'm blessed. I'm going to go to my phone lines, and because I'm excited to read something that I had come across, and I want to share it today. But before that, I'm going to go to my phone lines. 347, good morning, y'all. We're Emma E2K. 347, your lines are open. 485, if you don't want to speak, it's cool. I'll continue to keep you on hold, but this is your opportunity if you want to say something. 347-485. No? Okay, I'm going to put you back on hold. So, you know, it's cool, people. You can call in. You don't necessarily have to speak. You can just listen to the show. Some people are listening through their phones, and that's all good. But I do have to go to your phone lines. If I do, you know, if I see you there, you don't have to speak. Again, I don't hang up. Don't panic. It's cool, you know. I don't mind you being on the sidelines there listening. There's probably a word for you or a song for you in the show. So, you know, blessed is those that seek. So I want to read this. It's a little long. Let me go to a song, and then I'm going to come back. It's a little long. I'm going to go to one more song, and on the way back, I'm going to read this that I don't know who this for, but I'm going to read it. It's motivational, so I'm going to read it. I'll be back. Mondays with your sexy host, Emma E2K, here another blessed Monday. I love me a Monday, man. Like I said, I feel blessed every day, but a Monday is just, I feel double blessed. It's just like a double blessing when I wake up Monday morning, and it's the beginning, excuse me, on my work week, you know, so I'm fired up, and I'm, you know, ready to go. I said coming back, I was going to read something, but let me go to my phone lines real quick in case somebody wants to say something. Again, if I go to your phone lines and you don't want to speak, it's cool. Just stay quiet. I'll keep you on hold, and you can remain listening to the show via phone. If not, that's the opportunity. When I get on the line, it's for you to say good morning or whatever it is that you want to say. And or like I say, if not, just stay right there, and pardon me, and I'll continue the show. So 215, good morning, y'all. We're Emma E2K, peace. 215.
Good morning, Emma.
Good morning, good morning. Who's this?
It's me, Lynette.
Hi, good morning.
Lynette in Philly. What's up?
Good morning, Philly in the building.
Yes.
How are you? How are you
this morning to all my sisters?
How are you this morning, sis?
Wonderful, wonderful. Blessed
amen,
and feeling
amen.
Empowered.
Yes, yes, and I hope to see you around my park soon.
Oh, yes, you will, definitely.
Okay, all right. Shout out to Philly, all my Philly family that's always so supportive, and soon will be my Florida family. Hint, hint, right?
Absolutely, Mama.
Okay.
Success and much love.
Yes, honey. I'll talk to you off the air, but I'm going to keep you on hold. You're going to stay listening to the show?
Absolutely.
Amen, amen. Shout out to my Philly family, man. Shout out to the Florida family. Shout out to my New York family. My family is worldwide, man. Shout out to all those that are in the DMV area. Shout out those in Miami. I mean, I'm always shouting out people because, you know, I love to give out the love that I receive, and I surely receive a lot of it, so I need to be sharing, right? Okay, so coming back, I said I wanted to read something. I was in a motor vehicle in Ocala, and there was something that the lady on the motor vehicle has taped, like, right to her counter. And I started reading, and I was like, wow, it just inspired me, and it was so powerful. So, you know, when I see things or I read things that are motivational or inspiring, of course, I need to share it over here in the show, right? This is the whole point of the show. So here goes. It says here, I don't know who wrote it. It doesn't have anyone that's taking responsibility for it. But sometimes we don't need to know who wrote it. We just need to receive the message, right? So here goes. To whom it may concern, all have rough days, some more than others. We are all human. Therefore, we all have a time to hurt, a time to rejoice, a time to laugh, a time to cry, a time to move, and a time to be still. We're all striving to be better, yet sometimes that mission becomes a burden. God created us all, and we all have a divine purpose on this earth. When I'm feeling at my lowest, I redeem myself with words of encouragement to others. God knows why he put you here. And if you are at the bottom of the totem pole at this very moment, if you are in what you think is the bottom of your pit, please know that you can only go up from here. I encourage you to smile, even if you feel like crying on the inside. Smile. You are so worth your effort. You are worthy of any and all praise that you receive. You are doing a great job if no one told you today. God sent me to tell you, you are chosen and you are awesome. When the weight is too heavy for you, give it to him. There is nothing too high, nothing too low, nothing too big, nothing too small. Nothing is impossible with God. And that is not just for the religious. It is for anyone that believes in himself, for anyone that is feeling down. Wow, this is just, it gave me chills. For anyone that is doubting their capabilities, this is for the underdogs, woo! The ones who put forth their all and gain little, the ones who put forth little and gain it all. We are all precious, precious stones in the river of life. Sometimes the tide is low, sometimes it's high, but the river continues to flow no matter what, and it produces life to everything else. My brother, my sister, I just wanted to encourage you this day. Whatever your achievements, whatever you are trying to achieve, name it, then claim it. We all have a time to shine. You are 3 feet away from gold. 3 feet away from gold. Don't give up. You may shake, but don't break. What's for you is for you, and there is nothing that anyone can do to stop it. I dare you to be encouraged. I dare you to claim victory over your situation. I dare you to look fear, doubt, anger, annoyance, and whatever else is hindering your blessings. Look at it in the face and tell it, no, I am somebody, and I am victorious. Ooh, amen. Oh, my God. I hope that whoever this was for this morning has received it. Whether you hear it live now on the live show or when you come back and hear it on the archive shows, the moment you hear this, you know that it is for you. I had to take you out of church today a little bit. Because when I read it, I was like, wow, wowza, wowza. So when I read it, I felt it was for me, and I hope that it encouraged and, you know, you felt it was for you.
I just wish we all understood the beauty of music.
Woman. To the one working hard for hers, this is just my way of letting you know. I see you, baby. And I brought a friend along to help me show my appreciation the right way. Ladies, Mr. Jamie Foxx. Mr. Fox, ladies.
Remix.
I love her cause she got her own. She don't need mine, she should leave mine alone. There ain't nothing that's more sexy than a girl that won't but don't need me. Young, independent, yeah, she work hard. But you can't tell from the way that she walks. She don't slow down cause she ain't got time.
I love it when she say, I got it. Monday morning, man, Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, Emma E2K. And shout out to all the independent ladies out there. And when I say independent, gentlemen, because I always get this, like, you know, we shout in independent. Yes, when I say independent women, I mean the women that are out there doing the work, that are paying the bills, that are keeping the lights on, and the roof over everyone's head. Shout out to y'all out there working one, two jobs, doing what you need to do to be able to put food on the table. Yeah, shout out to you, independent women. And independent women doesn't mean women that are single. You can be an independent woman and be married or be in a relationship, but you still hold it down, you know, for whatever the reason that, you know, your king cannot do that at the moment. So shout out to all my independent ladies and shout out to my independent men. There's a lot, you know, there's men that out there, you know, that are doing their thing. But realistically, let's look at the numbers, you know, the women are dominating right now of head of household. I didn't make that way. I wish it wasn't that way, but that's the way it is. So shout out to all the women that hold it down. If nobody says thank you in your household, if your kids don't say thank you, if your man don't say thank you, I'm telling you thank you. Thank you, thank you for holding it down and for moving forward, for making it happen, for providing. You know, it doesn't go unnoticed. Although you may think it does, it doesn't go unnoticed. So, you know, if today I could motivate you for the entire week that you are about to face, then I'm blessed to be in this position. But shout out to all the independent women. I'm an independent woman. Yes, I am a single woman. Not that I put it out there to advertise or anything because, you know, I'm single by choice. By choice of not wanting and needing any headaches. So all those that want to engage in that beautiful union of man and woman or however it is that you find love today, because, you know, it's a law already. You can marry same sex. So, you know, woman and woman, man and man, whatever floats your boat, I'm not here to judge at no point in time. But it's marriage is marriage. Whether it be two women, two men, whatever, marriage is marriage, and you still have to be committed. You still have to respect the next person. If there's no respect and there's no love and there's no support and there's no motivation from anyone that you deal with or anyone that you want to merge with or try to marry, then it all goes to the same, you know, to the same shithole. Sorry to say it like that, but, you know. So you have to learn to be committed and learn to be responsible and learn to be loving and learn to be supportive and all that in order to make any relationship work, you know? So it doesn't matter the gender, it just matters you as the person. Not being a selfish person and all that. I also want to give a big birthday shout out to all those celebrating a birthday this past weekend and whoever's about to celebrate a birthday. Big shout out to my nephew, who I'm going to see tomorrow, who's coming to spend some summertime with me. I can't wait. My titi baby, I'm about to see him. He's big, though. He's a teenager already. He don't like when I say titi baby, but oh, well. He got to stick to it. Well, well. Shout out to all those that are enjoying their summer and are out there just, you know, acting a fool. Bring it back a little bit. Chill out, okay? Do things with your kids. Go out to the pools. Go out to the beaches. Travel. You know, enjoy yourself. Life, you know, is meant to enjoy and to live, you know? I know that, you know, I look at the news and it just breaks my heart when I see the youth killing each other, you know, for absolutely no reason or for jealousy or for just, you know, stuff that just makes no sense. But the devil is playing for keeps, people. The devil's playing for keeps. He is not playing. Like, he's not playing with us no more. And he's coming through our youth, you know. Our youth's supposed to be our future. So, of course, if he grabs on to the future, then what? We have no future, right? Or the future we got to look forward to, it's not an exciting one, I tell you that much. If you're in a domestic violence relationship, you know, it's hard because I know people say, listen, just leave it. Why are you still there? Why you just don't walk away? It's not as easy as people think that you can just walk away once you are so involved in the person that's actually doing the abusing, you know. You know, we want to always chalk everything up to love. I love him, he loves me, she loves me, whatever have you. But love is not supposed to hurt, and that's what you need to keep always in the back of your mind. Love is not supposed to hurt. people, chill out with the social media postings and all that. If you're in a relationship or if you have someone that's, you know, stalking you and doing all these other, not healthy stuff towards your person, be careful of the things that you post and be careful of the information that you give out and who you give it out to. And, you know, be careful of your surroundings and where you at all times. Let people know where you at, you know. Text somebody, tell them, listen, I'm meeting with such person. I'm going to be here. You know, have that one person, have that two or three people that you can be able to call in the middle of the night if something happens, and they can be able to just know your whereabouts, because it's crazy. Like I said, the devil is just running rampant. And he is playing for keeps. He's just, you know, he's just not playing at all. So those that are in a domestic violence situation, please seek out help. Talk to somebody. You know, if you feel that you're not strong enough to walk away from the relationship, at least contact somebody that can help you through it, that can talk you through it. You know, maybe not nobody in your family because you don't want to feel judged or, you know, whatever have you, then seek a professional. That's what they're there for. Please, you know, I'm just asking you, please, for your safety or for the safety of the person that is violating you, because it can go either way. So, you know, love is just a crazy thing, but love is not supposed to hurt, and love is not supposed to be scary, and love, you're not supposed to be fixing your black eye, you know, and talking about he loves me or she loves me. That's not the way it works, okay? Love is supposed to be a healthy thing, not an unhealthy thing, all right? So just seek help. And shout out to all those that inbox me, that do seek out help, that do seek out, you know, my advice, and that take heed to it. You know, I appreciate that. I appreciate you guys trusting in me and letting me know about your life and your struggles and allowing me in, and to be able to be a voice of reason, and I don't take that for granted. You know, I pray for you guys every day, daily, and all the time, and just keep it in prayer. Prayer changes things. You know, I just have so many personal friends that are in such pain, and you know. I want to help everyone, you know, but I can't do it all. You know, there's only one higher power, and I see, you know, and I help, and I hope that you seek the higher power, whatever it is in your life, you know. I'm not trying to tell you who to believe or who not to believe in. I'm just trying to tell you to believe, period, you know. Believe, have hope. Know that there is a higher power, and that's the higher power that keeps you going, that, you know, that made your existence, like, you know. So God bless you, and going into some music because I'm going to church again, so I'll be back.
We don't sing no more. Where's the music? too. I must be all kind of crazy for what I've done to you. I hope you understand that my heart is true. Mistakes I made them, but I'm making change for you. Have I learned is your question, and my answer I have. But if you're expecting perfection, then we're not gonna last. This is not an excuse, I'm just telling the truth. Baby, I'm so sorry for hurting you. Oh, I'm ashamed of me.
Shame on me.
Wish I'd never done you wrong.
Shame on me.
Every
Tyrese, man. Big shout out to Tyrese for that one. Shame, his latest one. Pretty dope. You know, I had to play it. So shout out to Tyrese. He was out on the trains promoting his new, because he's independent now. He's an independent artist. So big shout out to him. Whoever likes his music, please support him. Follow him on all the social networks. Make sure you follow us on all the social networks. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram. Google us. Somos Googleable. Go to Google and type in Lush Radio Online. Type in Emma E2K. Type in E2K Worldwide LLC. Follow us and we'll follow you. And, you know, keep up with all the good things that we do. I want to give a big rest in peace to all the queens that we have lost already. Since the beginning of this year, in the last, within 2 months, it's been totally crazy. Almost every day, two or three lives are being taken. Please help me end the violence against our queens in any which way you could, by spreading the message, spreading a little bit of more love and compassion to all these situations. Shout out to all the queens that are out there doing the work, that are actually helping these families, these women going through domestic violence. As you guys know, I'm a big advocate for domestic violence and all issues that pertain to our women. So, you know, big shout out to y'all. I want to give a big shout out to John. He's a vet, 22 years that served our country in the Army. I want to give a big shout out to him. I met him the other day in a pool, and, you know, we got into a very deep conversation, and, you know, our soldiers come back so hurt and devastated, and still relive all the things that they had to do while they were serving, you know, and it's a scary thing to be able to be locked in your mind and think that you're still at war, even though, you know, you're already not in enemy territory. So I say that just to say that when you see somebody that has served, you know, thank them for their services, because they need to hear that. They really need to know that, that, you know, all that time wasn't a waste and it didn't go in vain, that we really appreciate our soldiers. So big shout out to all those that have served, all those vets that are out there. I salute you. I salute the family, because not only do they serve, but so does the whole entire family. So big shout out to all the military families that are out there. And again, rest in peace to all the queens that we have lost with this violence, man. Say no to violence. If you feel that strongly and you want to hurt someone, walk away. Walking away is the best thing that you can do. Go, you know, get some air. Talk to yourself. Whatever you need to do to diffuse yourself when you know that you're boiling, that you're going up to number 10. Walk away is the best thing. Walking away is the safest thing. So, you know, stay in peace. This song goes out to all my beautiful, beautiful queens that don't feel worthy enough and stay because they feel they don't have no other choice. You always have a choice. Everybody always has a choice. We all have choices. You know, just try to make the right one. When you know better, you do better. So seek knowledge so you can be able to create the proper wisdom. I leave you with that. Okay, have a great day and a more blessed week. And, you know, I'm going to leave you with this song, and I'll see you next Monday, okay? Same bat time, same bat channel. Your sexy hoes will be here. Don't forget to follow me on all the social networks so you can be able to be inspired and motivated the entire week, all right? Stay blessed. Peace.
This is a song for every girl who's ever been through something she thought she couldn't make it through, yeah. I sing these words because I was that girl too, wanting something better than this. But who do I turn to? Now we're moving from the darkness into the light. Yeah. This is the defining moment of our lives. Cause you're beautiful like a flower, more valuable than a diamond. You are powerful like a fire. You will heal the world with your mind. And there is nothing in the world that you cannot do when you believe in you. Who are beautiful? Yeah, you. Who are brilliant? Yeah, you. Who are powerful? Yeah, you. Who are resilient? This is a song for every girl who's ever been through something that she thought she couldn't make it through. Girl, you can make it through. I sing these words because I know you're the one who knows there's something better than this, and you're gonna define it, yeah. Now we're moving from the darkness into the light, yeah. This is the defining moment of our lives. Cause you're beautiful like a flower, more valuable than a diamond. You are powerful like a fire. You will heal the world with your mind. There is nothing in the world that you cannot do when you believe in you. Who are beautiful? Yeah, you. Who are brilliant? Yeah, you. Who are powerful? Yeah, you. Who are resilient? Yeah, you. Who are beautiful? Yeah, you. Who are brilliant? Yeah, you. Who are powerful? Yeah, you. Who are resilient? Yeah, you. Oh, yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you.